Here on the CPAC's Travel Show, every now and then we check in with Derek Banks of Go Barging European Waterways. As Derek and his company run barges on rivers all over Europe and take people on amazing vacations. But here's something really special. We all, of course, know about the upcoming royal wedding, Prince Charles and Camilla. And even though the Queen apparently is not going to be there, you can, because Derek has put together a couple of barge cruises right at the time of the wedding, right in the area. Derek, on the line from the UK, good to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Terry.
This is a really exciting project. I mean, I'm sure there will be huge crowds there, and the idea of being able to get into the area by water and then perhaps get a glimpse of the couple before or after the ceremony, what a treat for people.
Basically, the cruise is allow plenty of opportunity to take the full sort of atmosphere of the royal wedding. We Windsor, of course, is the location, and on our standard cruises take into account Windsor, and we stop there normally. So our office is only 2 miles from Windsor, so we really know what's going on from here.
I understand that Prince Charles is regularly seen there. I mean, you run into him in the shops from time to time, even.
He's, for years, I mean, I've lived in the Windsor area for most of my life, and for years it's happened, you know, you turn around the top of Pescott Street near the castle and, you know, bump into a royal or another who's popping out to do some shopping. Charles is also renowned for always having driven a green Aston Martin. He's got a beautiful DB7 convertible at the moment.
Wow. Well, it's going to be the big day for him and for Camilla. Now, tell me about the barges that your company, or the barge cruises that your company offers that will allow people to get close to the action, so to speak.
Well, Go Barging has got two vessels on the Thames. We've got Actif, which is an 11-passenger vessel that cruises from Oxford down to Windsor. And we've got Magna Carta, which is an 8-passenger vessel that cruises from Hampton Court Palace, which is also a royal palace, up to Hendy-on-Thames and passes Windsor.
So this now these are when people get used to going on cruises and they're in a 2,000-passenger cruise ship, that's one thing. But being in a smaller vessel, very personal and able to maneuver around, of course, this sounds like the way to get into that very busy area on that important day.
Well, we're still gradually educating the world about what hotel barging is. We've been going as a company for over 30 years, but a hotel barge cruise is really like taking, it's part sort of country house and part private yacht. You have your own crew, there's a chef on board, gourmet chef, there's a captain to drive the boat, there are two housekeepers.
Well, on the wedding day itself, will it be possible for your guests to step off the barge and join the crowds lining the streets, sort of thing?
Yep, on the wedding day, we can. We'll have moored up the night before. We've got a private mooring about 300 yards away from the castle, and we will see. I mean, they'll be flying all the flags that we'll see from the castle top, but we can walk up, which takes about 10 minutes, up to the guild hall, which is where the actual ceremony will be taking place, and join the crowds. I mean, we don't have special tickets to get right in, but we can certainly get involved with all the razzmatazz that will be obviously going along with it. It's not going to be a royal wedding in the true sense, obviously before both couples have been married, but as we all know, but there will certainly be an atmosphere and a presence, and it'll be like going to probably a small private wedding with a big crowd outside.
Now, there are hotels in the area, of course, but I gather that since the announcement was made, most of those hotel rooms have been snapped up. So at the moment, it sounds like you are one of the few people offering accommodation that will be convenient to the wedding location.
Yes, that's right. The hotels all pretty well filled up the first day. Our cruise really is unique in the sense that we both running from down from Oxford down the Thames, which is the Royal River Thames, or cruising up the Thames from Hampton Court. We're following really the royal footsteps in a normal cruise week. For various reasons with the palaces and the different sites that we take in. And then we'll arrive for two nights in Windsor itself towards the end of the cruise, just at the time when everything is happening. What is amazing is that there will probably be complete gridlock and no one will be able to drive anywhere near the castle or the Guildhall, but arriving by boat, there's a lot less traffic. I'm sure there'll be some small controls, but we can moor right up in the heart of Windsor.
And just a walk of a couple of blocks, and you're there joining the crowds at the side of the street. That sounds very convenient, to say the least.
Windsor Castle dominates Windsor. It's built on a hill. It was built by William the Conqueror in 1066. The round tower was, and it's gradually been added on to over the years. There are now over 1,000 rooms, it's a great pleasure always to visit the town for us as local people and for the many tourists that obviously go there.
Now, Derek, I have a suspicion that the accommodation you're offering is going to be snapped up quickly as well. So if any of our listeners are interested in being there on the wedding day, they'd better act quickly. Is your website the best place for people to get more information?
Yes, the www.gobarging.com website is the one. We've got a notice up on the homepage that we have the Lockkeeper, which is our newsletter. Now, the Lockkeeper on GoBarging.com basically draws in clients into the Royal Wedding Cruise, and then you can see the cruises start on the 3rd of April right through the 9th of April. So there's lots more information there.
And, of course, while they're there, they might as well have a look at some of the other offerings you have. You're all over Europe. I was looking at your newsletter the other day, and this amazing 6-week cruise, Trans Europe cruise, is a spectacular one, and there's many others on the most famous rivers in Europe.
Yes, we've got even a barge down in Venice now, which is new for 2005, La Dolce Vita. And as you said, the 6-week cruise going from Avignon to Amsterdam, we're now in fact running a second vessel to run in tandem on that cruise. So we're taking up the vessel Anjody, which is our South of France boat, as well, up to Holland next fall.
GoBarging.com, that's the place to check it all out.
Thanks a lot, Terry.